This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Presented through the generosity of CV Rep, a world-class theater in an intimate setting. They'll be talking on the show. I think it's tomorrow. We'll find out what's going on over there. Or you can go to cvrep.org. They're at 68510 East Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City. In the treasure chest, passes to the Air Museum. We were just talking about airplanes, right? You can go see the wonderful vintage ones. Now, they might get off the ground. psairmuseum.org, 778-6262. It's the Patriotic Center of the Coachella Valley. They have the special traveling exhibition. It's almost over. May 7th, it ends. Warbird rides are for sale. Okay, gift certificate at Maracas Mexican Cantina and Grill, 155 South Palm Canyon Drive, next to the Sonny Bono statue. Maracas-restaurant.com, 322-9654.
Hola, Jolly pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maracas.
Well, Rick, you've got a gift certificate from McDonald's, and now we have to correct all these months of shows and say you can use it at any of Dick's 31 restaurants. I could swear he said 33. We're going to play that back. But anyway, enjoy McDonald's. Lots of new things happening there. And passes to the Palm Springs Art Museum. Nancy doesn't have any children. Neither does Daniel. And I'll have to ask. I don't remember if Rick does or not. Anyway, we'll use my three. We'll take the third caller. Thank you for making the show what you have. I'm in my 28th year. All I ever wanted to do was sing, entertain you, and have babies. And having the babies is over. I don't sing much anymore, but we're still entertaining you. Thanks for sticking with me. Okay, Joey pals, let's get in a red Jeep. Oh, I already did that. Well, let's get in another red Jeep. That means we say hello to Rick Curtis from
Red Jeep Tours. Hi, Joey.
Hi, sweetheart. Why does your name have two S's?
We did this last time.
Well, I retained no part of it, obviously.
Original Curtises that came over had two S's from England, and a lot of the family have dropped an S, and we just have kept it because it's the original spelling. So
it's kind of different, isn't it? Pretty.
But basically, all the one S's and two S's are still pretty much related, unless it's Tony Curtis who took it as a stage name.
And I have a recording. When he did my show one year, he said, "Oh, Joey English, I just love you." I got to find that recording. We've got it on probably some really old, thick, reel-to-reel something somewhere.
Because he was like Berkowitz or something.
Yes.
He was, yeah. Curtis was a stage name for him.
Fun. Okay, sweetheart. Oh, my, you're so busy.
We are busy. But fortunately, it's beginning to slow down. We are finally getting into a slower period because it gets warm. Uh-huh. And once Coachella hits, we don't do as much business.
And then we've had Stagecoach and Coachella. Right. And so now what can we do that's cool?
I would recommend the Indian Canyons.
Okay. Oh, right behind my house.
Yeah, right down the street from the two of us. Yeah, they are, especially this year, they are just packed with flowers. I mean,
really?
Just exploding with flowers. Now, it's been a couple of weeks since I was there. I was there more recently after the last rain we had, and it was just incredible. They were
People
everywhere.
People don't think the desert blooms. Isn't
well,
that
it
funny?
It doesn't bloom very often.
Yes,
but
that's
where you
true.
Do have water, like in the canyons where they have a lot of water, there is a much better bloom. And if we do get the rain like we did this winter, then we get a really great bloom. And it's really spectacular this year, or has been. And
what
the
colors?
Streams are all running out of their banks. The main hiking trail goes up by one of the streams up by Andreas Creek.
Uh-huh.
And you can see evidence that it was, you know, 4 or 5 feet deeper than it normally is during the rains
wow.
this year. And I imagine with snow melt coming down now, it's probably a little bit running pretty fast as well.
Is it cooler back there? That's
yes,
where the tribe went for the summer.
Yes. Well, they live there most of the time. Mm-hmm. And it is cooler back there for sure. A lot more shade, a lot more palms. Some of the biggest palm oases in the world are down there.
Wait a minute.
Two of the biggest palm oases, California fan palm oases.
Biggest? Say that again. Two of the biggest.
Two of the biggest California
fan
palm oases are in the Indian Canyons.
In the world?
In the world. Palm Canyon itself, all the way down at the end, is the biggest. And Andreas Canyon, I think, is the second biggest. It could be Murray. It's either Murray or Andreas, but I think
what's
it's Andreas.
What's number one one?
Palm Canyon.
Palm Canyon.
Which is if you drive all the way to the end of the canyons.
And
it's,
number
it's
two
where the
is
trading
Murray.
Post is. It's either Murray or Andreas, but I think it's Andreas.
All right, then. I can't believe it in the world.
In the world. Well, California
I mean, there's
fan
palm
palms
trees.
Are from here.
Right.
So their natural range is our valley. And the highest, the most concentration of them in the valley are down in the canyons.
Gollies. So you can go. I've learned something new. I'm so pleased. This has been a very successful visit. How, gosh, what else? Tell me what colors
well,
the flowers
the flowers,
are.
There's kind of a pattern. Flowers that come up quickly are generally purple and yellow.
I was going to say purple and yellow.
And those ones you see after just a little bit of rain, there are sand verbenas, are brittle bushes, desert dandelions, desert daisies. I'm sorry, desert sunflowers. Because it's believed and somewhat proven that pollinators are attracted to those colors more than any others.
Oh, my goodness.
So when you're yellow and purple,
that's the second thing I've learned today.
You have a better chance of being pollinated if you're those colors. And then if we get more rain and the rain seeps down into deeper seeds that are laying in the soil waiting to, then you get a little more white and you get a little more of the other colors. Primarily, the third color you get is mostly white.
See, on my property, I've got the yellows and the purples.
Yeah, those are the ones that we see the most.
Lantana.
Lantana is actually a domesticated plant.
Oh.
And there is a desert wildflower that looks just like it. It's called sand verbena. And lantana generally grows into a shrub.
Yes.
Desert verbena will spread across the ground like a carpet, and that's the difference.
I must have verbena then. I don't know.
It comes up, I mean, a lot of people have lantana around their houses, and it comes in purple or comes in white or comes in red and yellow and orange and all those things. But the one that spreads out like a carpet when it rains,
that's mine.
The sand verbena.
So that's sand verbena.
Yeah. I was wondering, when I first was learning about desert wildflowers, I wanted to know the difference between the two, because purple lantana looks to me exactly like sand verbena, but it's a domesticated plant. The verbena is like a carpet.
Oh. Now tell me about the water back in Indian Canyons. Are there waterfalls?
Are there? There are indeed. You know, people don't. There are a total of five canyons. There's Chino Canyon all the way up by the tram. And then Tockwitz Canyon. And, of course, there's a waterfall at the end of Tockwitz Canyon, a very famous one from the movies and everything. And then the three canyons that are down in, quote, the Indian Canyons, the third one, Palm Canyon, has a beautiful waterfall. You have to kind of climb back in to see it. But if the water's running, then it's a pretty spectacular waterfall.
God. What do you mean if the water's running? Turn it off?
Well, you know, if we have a dry year for the last 3 years, that creek has been very dry because we haven't had any rain and the mountains have not had much snow. So there's not much water coming down that stream.
Gotcha.
This year, of course, a lot more water, so we have a lot more water coming down. This waterfall is more spectacular this year. I mean, I've been back to Tockwitz Canyon when there was been no water there at all. The pool was dry,
no water
coming down, nothing, because it was like year three or four of a drought year.
You are so good at this, Rick. And you remember it all. See, you have to remind me we've talked about things before.
It's my Jeopardy mind.
Yes, I got Final Jeopardy last night.
Oh, good for you.
I always text my son and I say, I got Final Jeopardy, and he'll ask me what the question was, and I never remember. And one time I told him what the answer was.
Because you're
in the question.
Industry, the Warner Brothers.
Yes.
My two guesses were the two ones that other people guessed.
I knew it was
the
that
Marx
one
Brothers
I knew.
And the Jolsons.
But the one he had no idea about, I can't remember, and he said, gee, Mom, I don't even know what you're talking about. So I was, because he's a Phi Beta Kappa John Hopkins student.
Well,
I was pleased.
Makes you feel good.
Yes,
every now and then.
It did. But how many guides do you have at Red Jeep?
We have about 40.
40?
Yeah. 35, 40, somewhere in there. Well, we have 15 Jeeps, and we do generally two, sometimes three tours in a day.
Gosh.
So, and generally, one guide will generally only do one tour in a day.
Yes.
It's a three-hour tour, and we have a five-hour shift. And most of us are retired, so that's a lot of work for a lot of old
Set
people.
Set sail for a three-hour tour.
That's right.
Now the ship's wrong show.
Yeah, we do a Jeep, not a boat.
Let me clarify the website, please.
Okay, sure.
What is it?
It is red-jeep.com.
Okay, I've got it right. Yeah. Red-jeep.com.
That's correct.
Because when we do our treasure chest, I was worried I was giving out the gift certificate with the wrong email attached. But I'm checking it right now. and I can't find it. Are you sure?
Yeah, red-jeep.com, I'm sure.
Okay. Da, 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 da. Red-jeeptours.com.
No.
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 Red-jeep.com.
Right.
I fixed it.
Good.
Thank you. I didn't
You're
mean
welcome.
Take up your time for that. Okay. Tell me what else we can do. How many days a week?
Well, we are.
What's the
we
phone
do every
number?
Day. The phone number is 760-324-5337, which is 324-JEEP.
Can you book it if you go to red-jeep.com?
Indeed, you can. You can do it online or on the phone, either way.
Okay.
And it's seamless either way. It's very easy to book.
Kids?
We've just finished our kids season because spring break, all
right.
The kids come, and we've had kids in almost every Jeep because the families come and we take them out. It's our busiest time of year is spring break.
And when you get into the little warmer mm-hmm. weather, you have air-conditioned vans.
Yes, but we only use the Jeeps on our main tour, the San Andreas Fault tour, and our Indian Canyons tour.
Oh.
We only use the vans to go to Joshua Tree.
And that's a popular one.
It is popular.
And it's a little cooler up there.
It's a little cooler up there. But in the summer, starting in June, we only do morning tours.
Oh, wait. Let me write that down.
Because it's just too hot to go out in the afternoon.
In June, only morning tours. Got it. Did we get it all?
Well, we do, like I said, morning tours starting in June because it gets too hot. They try and have us off
but
the desert.
But they go to all the same places.
Well, we do. Our Indian Canyons tour is only a morning tour.
Oh.
And our San Andreas Fault tour, we usually have one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. But in June, we stop the afternoon tours.
Right.
And Joshua Tree is always a morning tour as well. But it takes most of the day because it's an hour up there, an hour back, and 3 hours in the park. So that's a five-hour day.
What fun.
It's a great tour. I love it. It's got flowers up in Joshua Tree now, too.
Of course.
Yeah.
What's your favorite one?
I like Joshua Tree.
You do?
But I like I like them all. See, my favorite is probably Joshua Tree just because it's so spectacular up there.
Yeah.
But I'm always
As
amazed when I go
to Indian
Canyons.
As you drive up there and you see the Joshua Tree starting to appear.
Well, and the rock formations, the whole, it's just like another planet. But then when you go
I
down here
rocks.
In our Indian Canyons, you can't believe it's a desert.
I know.
When you go down there. It's like, oh my God, this is a desert. And there's all this water and all these plants and all these palms and everything. It's they're all so interesting.
Be a tourist in your own backyard.
That's right.
Joey Pals, what fun. We've been visiting with Rick Curtis with two S's. 324-5337 red-jeep.com.
That's the one.
Thanks for being
You're
here.
You're very welcome, Joey. I'm always happy to be here.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
ACT Tours reminds you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Doesn't that sound like Steve? Travel the world while you can with ACT. Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. We'll have to pick a new place for him to take us and bring us back. Phone 322-1247 or go to act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and those wonderful day excursions. AIM Mail Center. They're over in the Smoke Tree Shopping Center. They do UPS shipping, FedExes. They have packing supplies. You can rent a private, safe, secure mailbox. They're a notary public. And my favorite thing, they do passport photos and renewals. And if you're going to your second home, if you're a snowbird, they'll help you pack everything and they'll mail you your treasures or they'll keep your mail while you're gone. Go to aimmailcenters.com. Desert Water Agency says, remember the current water restrictions include no sprinklers during daylight hours, even though the governor has lifted the drought restrictions. Here in Palm Springs, you still have to abide by the daylight watering. Go to DWA.org for lots of information. Just Fabulous, with that wonderful website, the letter B, justfabulous.com. Fragrancecanyon.com says, new fragrance can nest, not new, nest fragrance candles. That's hard to say. Mother's Day cards and gifts. New kids apparel, sunglasses, toys, and gifts. Hey, hey, hey. Check it out at theletterbejustfabulous.com. Lalo Vision says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week holds in store for you. He's coming back. Lalo's detailed message delivered at his sanctuary overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. See, I started to say something snotty, and God got me. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or go to his website, Lalo, LaloVisions.com. Great gift idea. You'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Summer passes are on sale. Pass holders get free parking, 10% off Peaks and Pines restaurants, 10% off additional guests through July 31st. PSTramway.com, where the temperatures are always 30 to 40 degrees cooler. Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn, has an entire menu of weekly things. Check it out at psculturalcenter.org. Plus great movies. They do so much more than movies. Check out the website. The Palm Springs Post reminds you that their daily newsletter is the simplest, most succinct, easiest way to get the immediate daily news briefs on your devices. Sign up for the newsletter. Trust me. ThePalmSpringsPost.com. And Platt, P-L-A-T-T, Wellness has metabolic solutions. I've been using their bioidentical progesterone for 100 years. Remember, it's also a natural antidepressant. It really works for me. They have all kinds of alternative things. Check it out, PlattWellness.com. And they have sales and things going on. Thus endeth my reading of the Joey English Desert Date Book. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow, the box office, Palm Springs Women's Jazz, and the Air Museum. Until then, you be well, and all the best.